Okay, so this is step number two in Bee Magic in 2018. And this is a really fun exercise and it can have really great results. So this is where you're going to be doing some scripting, some prayer and journaling. You're going to write out your best days, your two best days of 2018. Because one, you're going to write out your new normal. Okay, what does your new normal feel like and look like? You want to give as much detail as you can, sensory things, things that, you know, obviously hear, see, touch, smell. What do you eat for breakfast? Like, go into as much detail as feels good to you, but the more the better. Like, from the time you get up in the morning, how you wake up, what you do first thing in the morning, till you go to bed at night. And what kind of bed are you getting into? It may not change. It may change. So script out this new normal. You do not have to. In fact, I encourage you not to make it something you think is doable necessarily. Like, this is your like dream life. Okay. So then I want you to script out another day, which is your peak day. Your peak day in 2018. So it's not going to be a day that you're going to have over and over, but it's going to be a special day. It may be a day that you get married. It may be a day that you get a new job. It may be a vacation day, or you're traveling. Whatever to you is something peak and wonderful that you want to experience in 2018. Write that out in as much detail as you did the other day. And, so now that you've got that though written down in your workbook, don't just like do that once and forget about it. You can do a couple of different things. You can, you know, keep that workbook on your nightstand and read through it every day. What I suggest, if you're a person who likes to do prayer and journaling, scripting, is to write it every day. Or once a week, if that's better for you, but write it out. And it can be exactly the same each time, or it can be slightly different or new and improved as you go along. You get to decide. It's there for you. Or, you know, you could even, want another fun thing that some people have done is just to take this script that you've written out, or both of them, and create short little meditations for yourself. Record yourself reading them and then listen to them at night before you go to bed. You know, and usually it's not going to take that long, maybe a 3 to 5 minute recording to read those out and just plant that seed there so that you will remember it as you go through your day. And another bonus that I'm going to suggest that you may want to do, and you don't have to do this all at once, but look at the new normal and see, like, where can you take elements of what you have in there and add them to your life right now, if they're not in your life right now. So say, as you're saying, you go through your day, you get up and, you know, you make a special coffee and you sit and meditate for 10 minutes before you, you know, wake up your kids, or before you, you know, take the dogs for whatever it is. Like, can you start doing that now? Even just one or two things. But a lot of times, I find that when you write out your new normal day, like, at least 50% of it, you know, having a nice healthy dinner or whatever is on that list, a lot of it you can do right now. You may not have the job or the relationship or the money or whatever, but you can tweak your day to make it closer and closer to that normal, optimal day for you. And that is magic in itself. The more and more you add to it, and more you visualize it, that's where this tool really helps. Doing it one time is great, but using it as a tool to create the life that you are visualizing and writing out is what makes you magic in 2018. That's where the magic is actually taking that time to, you know, do those things. And I promise you that there is it's going to be several things at least in your new normal day that you can do right now, even if you have to tweak them just a little bit. You know, you may not have a private chef who cooks up your meal for you, but you can cook up a nice healthy meal for yourself with very good intentions, putting love and healing thoughts into that food, and it will have a good effect. And you're getting each step closer that you get to that new normal, it makes it easier for the rest to come in too. So create your new normal, create your magic in 2018. And the next audio will be step 3.